Blog Talk Radio.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning to say thank you for this another day that you have made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Father God, we thank you for a will to come, the privilege to come. We thank you that whenever we come, you are here. Father God, and not only are you here when we get here, but we bring you with us. When we leave, you go with us, yet you remain. Father God, you're just everywhere in the same time. And you're just God all by yourself, and you don't need no help. You don't need no help. And so we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Father, bless our services on today. We're in you, and you alone will receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Thank you, Father. And as you told your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, the mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord, as we rejoice in this another day that the Lord God he has made. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great, 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 great. And God's name is greatly to be praised. TGIF, today God is first. And we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto us. Amen and amen. We want to welcome all of our first timers to our fellowship service. Welcome, 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 welcome. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Glory be to God. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Enjoy the meal. And don't be bashful to keep on coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, and we've been meeting here for the last 11 years. Amen. Well, December will be 11 years, but the end of this year. But nevertheless, amen, we remain faithful in that which the Lord has called us to do. Amen. So we just want to thank God for this form of fellowship, because it is indeed fellowship. Amen. Glory be to God, because fellowship is a spiritual thing. It's not a fleshly thing. That is one of the issues that we have in the body of Christ. We make it fleshly. Glory be to God. But it's a spiritual thing. Amen. So we bless God. So you could be sitting next to somebody. Glory be to God. Or it could be somebody on the other side of the world. Amen. When you come together on one accord, you're all sitting in the same room. Isn't that so beautiful? Amen. Hallelujah. With Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I am your host, amen, and your kingdom coach on this morning. It is my pleasure to be in the service of the Lord. It is my pleasure. Amen. Glory be to God to serve. Amen. And so we just want to thank God. Amen. Okay, we've been, amen, teaching on the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. We pray that you are have gotten something out of it. You're getting something out of it. Amen. Glory be to God. And the word reads like this, coming out of the book of Galatians, chapter number 5. Lord, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen and amen. Galatians chapter number 5, and it reads, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Amen. Hallelujah. And we, blessed be the name of the Lord. In the King James, it reads, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Amen. Against such there is no law. Okay, bless God. Amen. So we've already had a discussion. Well, not really a discussion. Amen. But yes, in the spirit of discussion, because I'm sure, amen, that as the teaching goes forth and the questions go forth, amen, that you're answering them. See, you're doing self-evaluation. You're judging yourself. Amen. Glory be to God. You're seeing where you stand in position with the word of God. So it is a discussion, actually. Intellectually, it is. Amen. And we've already had a teaching on love. Amen. We can talk about love every day, every day. And we're going to come back actually and revisit a lot of these, even when this is over, because there's so much to be said. And the Holy Spirit, you know what I mean? He'll take us as deep as we're ready to go. So we've already had a teaching on love and joy and peace, long suffering. Amen. Gentleness. Amen. Goodness and meekness. Today we want to talk about meekness. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Meekness, meekness, meekness. Thank you, Lord. Meekness, gentleness. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Beloved, few people think of meekness as a desirable attribute. Most people relate to meekness as weakness. Matter of fact, we titled this teaching this morning, Meekness is Not Weakness. People assume when they hear the word meek, and if a person is considered meek, that that person is weak. They're such a meek person. They're such a weak person. Mm-mm, no, 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 no. See, these people here that don't quite have an understanding on what the word of God is telling us, beloved, to them, a meek person is a person who is timid. If you're timid, they consider you meek. They consider you weak. If you're a shy person, they consider you meek. They consider you weak. If you're bashful, they consider you meek and weak. See? Or introverted. They consider you meek and weak, such as myself. Most people don't even know I'm an introvert. Actually, I'm an ambivert. An ambivert, and I think I'm saying it right. If not, y'all can look it up. Amen. What that means is I'm an introvert, and I'm an extrovert when I have to be one. Like for the Lord to throw me out there on Facebook 5 o'clock in the morning, for the Lord to put me up in front of crowds to preach and teach, for the Lord to, you know, put me out here, you know, talking to millions of people on media TV. Now, amen, glory be to God, that's the extrovert, amen, and then it comes together, and I think, let me look at those. I want to make sure I'm saying, I think it's called an ambivert. Hold on 1 second here. Okay, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. All right, bless the name of the Lord. All right, And so, yeah, that's it. I'm right. Okay. All right. Frida, you all right, girl. Praise the Lord. An ambivert, aka, and you spell it ambivert, is someone who exhibits qualities of both an introvert and an extrovert. See? Glory be to God. So they cannot be labeled as a pure introvert. They're not completely shy. And then they're not a complete extrovert, which means they're not completely outgoing either. See, depending on their mood, context, situation, goals, and people around them, ambiverts can switch to extroversion or to introversion. Well, y'all, in case y'all don't know anything about me, that's me. So let me tell you the truth. I enjoy being by myself. I ain't got no problem with it. Somebody told me that one of the senior citizens I was talking to, she said, I don't know how you can live by yourself. I ain't got no problem with it. Well, the truth of the matter is I don't live by myself. I live with three people. My three best friends live with me. Y'all know them, don't you? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Growing up, I was an introvert. You wouldn't even know I was in the room. And I had seven sisters, mother and a father, nine of us in the house. You would not even know I was in the room. I would not say a word. Introvert. But that way all my life until my mother started, God started using my mother to pull some stuff out in me. In my 20s, glory be to God. When I first gave my heart to the Lord, and she would just, are you teaching Sunday school? What? Teaching Sunday school? You're doing this, you're doing that. What? See? But I had enough manners and enough sense and the honor to know that I was going to do it. And I did it. So it caused me, amen, to create a hunger and thirst after righteousness. Okay, to seek to study the word, you know, to go to school, amen. Glory be to God, and get my degrees and certificates and all that other stuff, amen. And Bible, you know what I mean? It taught me to be Johnny on the spot. See, so instead of me running, you know, so if they call me up at the last minute, I can do it because of the Christ in me. See, so thank God for using my mother who brought out the extrovert part. And so now the Holy Spirit just teach me how to balance it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I'm an introvert by nature. Amen. And people would never know it. They never know it. They see me in action and they see that how I can work a crowd. But they don't know that's the God in me. That ain't me at all. That's the God in me. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. But when people see people that's introverted, some people consider these people weak. See, they say, well, that's meek. They so meek because they so quiet. See, but in the back of your mind, you're saying, and they so weak because they so quiet because you associate meekness with weakness. But beloved, this is a grossly incorrect view of the New Testament word for meekness. And we want to get into that this morning, amen, with the Greek, amen, glory be to God, and to find out exactly what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. The reality of the matter is, beloved, that meekness is one of the strongest attributes that a person can possess. With a unique strength that has a dramatic impact on all that it touches. A person with that spirit of meekness, when they touch anybody's lives, their lives are impacted for the better because of that special fruit working in them, that gift working in them. People's lives are changed forever. That's why meekness is such a strong attribute. And so we read in our scripture today, beloved, amen, in the book of Galatians, chapter number 5, verse number 22, 23. And it lists meekness as one of the fruits that the Holy Spirit produces in our lives. Where does it come from? The Holy Spirit. Who produces it? The Holy Spirit. God's super on our natural. Glory be to God. The fruit of the Spirit. So we got love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, temperance, nine fruit of the Spirit, beloved. So okay, thank you, Pastor Bradford. So what is meekness? Well, beloved, amen, glory be to God, that word meekness, glory be to God, it comes from the Greek, and that word depicts the attitude or the demeanor of a person who is forbearing, a person who is patient, a person who is slow to respond in anger, a person who remains in control of themselves in the face of insults or the face of injuries. Oh, we saw it in Jesus, didn't we? We saw it in Jesus. Not only did we see it in Jesus, beloved, the Bible tells us that Moses was the meekest man that ever lived on planet Earth. That's probably why he was able to use Moses to that extent. Matthew 5:5 tells us, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. A person, in spite of insults, they control their anger. They control themselves. This word conveys the idea of a high and noble ideal to be expired in one's life, because we all need to grow a little bit in that area. Matter of fact, we all need to grow in every area. But when you talk about meekness, amen, glory be to God, that's a whole different subject there, beloved. Because when situations happen, beloved, glory be to God, injurious situations happen to us that would normally produce a rash of anger, that would normally produce an outburst, an angry outburst, see? But a person, beloved, with exercising in the fruit of the Spirit of meekness, a person who is meek is controlled in the midst of that situation, and they are controlled by kindness, gentleness, mildness, and even friendliness. Now, God knows, let me tell you something. I have never seen meekness as I see it in the life of my mother. I've been sitting under my mother all my life, known my mother for over 60 years. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I've seen this lady under high pressure, insults, et cetera, unfavorable situations. And she kept her mouth shut. Oh, I know she wanted to say something. I know she wanted to say something. But she did not at that time. She exercised. She chose to be kind. In the midst of difficult situations, she chose to be gentle. She chose to be mild or even friendly. I'm not saying I don't have any of this. I'm not talking about me right now. I want to give it up to my mother this morning. This word meekness, beloved, pictures a strong-willed person who has learned to submit his will to a higher authority. The person isn't weak. The person is controlled. That's the definition of meekness. You're not weak, baby. You ain't weak at all, but you're controlled. We saw it in Jesus' life. Are you the king of the Jews? They asked him right before crucifixion. Y'all know the night before when they beat Jesus up some kind of bad. Jesus said, thou sayest. Jesus wasn't weak. Jesus was meek. Huh? Jesus was controlled. Oh, glory be to God. So, beloved, amen, hallelujah, it's when the Lord speaks about us growing in the spirit of meekness, controlling ourselves, that person may, in fact, possess a strong will. The person has a strong will, and the person, beloved, amen, may have a powerful character. And that person may be a person who has their own opinion. It doesn't mean they don't have an opinion about the situation. Glory be to God. But a person operating in meekness has learned the secret of submitting to those who are over them. Ooh. You submit to those over you. My God. Not because you have to, but you submit to the higher authority. Jesus submitted to the will of the Father. We're told all in the Bible, amen, submit to those who have the rule over you. That's spiritually and physically. Wives, submit to your husbands. Husbands, submit to your wives. Spiritual authority. Submitting to leadership. Submitting to the law. You're always up in the policeman's face. Glory be to God. Huh? What's that about? Beloved, a person with meekness is one who knows how to bring his will under control. Now, you need to write that down this morning because it's going to help somebody. You have a will, but you know how to bring it under control. That's meekness. And in rare instances, beloved, glory be to God, this word here, meekness, was used to describe wild animals that had become tame because it correctly conveyed the idea of wild, fierce, while under control. Wild animals under control. This is where we get the definition of the Greek for meekness. This means, beloved, when the Spirit is producing meekness in your life, you are controlled even in difficult circumstances. You don't break out in a rage. You don't do what the flesh is telling you to do and what you used to do and what you know you're capable of. Some of us don't even know what we're capable of. You don't do it. You don't say it. You may think it, see, but you're going to put that under the blood right away. You don't even want to park there long enough. In this situation, this difficult situation, you choose to control yourself. You choose to come under meekness. See, you choose the low way. Glory be to God. Amen. You're humbling yourself. And what does the Bible say about humility? When we humble ourselves, then the Lord will take us up. Ha ha. Baby, let me tell you something. When you choose to go down, God picks you up. When you choose to go up, God will take you down. He said, pride goeth before fall. Rather than fly into a rage and throw a temper tantrum, anybody ever threw a temper tantrum? Can I see some hands in the spirit this morning? Some of you guys, both hands raised and both feet. Huh? Anybody ever just flew into a rage? Sure, we all have. We all have those situations and circumstances, beloved, because with the spirit of meekness not developing in our lives, we all are guilty. Got to go back and repent. Some of you haven't repent yet. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. Some of you still got to go back and repent. But beloved, when that spirit of meekness is there, you are able to remain silent and keep your emotions and temper under control. That's why we say, beloved, amen, glory be to God, that meekness is one of the strongest attributes of a person, because most of us can't keep our mouth shut. Oh, we keep it shut for the first 5 minutes until you say it. Wait a minute. No, they didn't say nothing about my mama. No, they didn't say this. Oh, boy, when they pushed that wrong button. I was quiet all day. I ain't said nothing. I haven't opened my mouth. I didn't say nothing, Pastor, until they said. Woo! And that's what the devil does. He keeps pushing buttons until he pushed the right one. So some of us, the devil ain't even got the guess. He already know the right one. Anytime he come around, he just push it. Same way somebody push your doorbell, he push him your button. If they had to say that, I wouldn't have gone there. I had to lay my religion down. Baby, be careful about laying your religion down. You might go to pick it up and can't find it. Beloved, if you find yourself in a situation that you fiercely believe is wrong, I want you to know this morning that you are still able to stay silent until the appropriate moment to speak, or until you have been asked for your opinion. See, a person that controls meekness, they have an opinion, but they're able to control it until the appropriate time to say it. And so this way, when they say it, it'll come out right. And because the Bible, beloved, there's a time to speak. God has a will, a time, and a way. It's a time to speak and a time to be silent. In the book of Ecclesiastes, a person in the spirit of meekness controls themselves. They, yes, you're going to hear their opinion. Well, you best believe. I was talking about my mama. Oh, you're going to hear what my mama got to say, but she ain't going to necessarily say it right now, because now it's not the right time to say it. If you say it right now, it's going to be more damage than good. If you say it right now, it's not going to be effective. If you say it right now, it's going to be out of order. So she waits until the Holy Spirit releases her to say it at the right time. That's meekness. Oh, yeah, y'all going to hear from me on this, but I'm not going to say it now. The devil wants me to say it now. If I say it now, it's going to be a fight. If I say it now, it's going to be an argument. If I say it now, it's not going to be taken the right way. I'm going to wait until the Lord allows me to speak, and y'all go, oh, you're going to hear from me. So then they hear from Jesus. Jesus said, I ain't saying nothing right now. But 3 days later, whoa! Hallelujah. So, beloved, we are talking about control. When you know how to control yourself, when you know how to control your emotions, stop acting like you have no control over your emotions. Stop giving the devil all of this liberty, beloved. Why are you giving the devil so much of you? The devil don't have no control over your emotions if you have the mind of Christ. If you've been renewed in the spirit of your mind and the helmet of salvation, glory be to God, then how does the devil have control of your emotions? So if the devil does not have control of our emotions, beloved, then the Holy Spirit has control, and then that means that meekness is developing and growing, and glory be to God in us and in our lives and making a difference. In addition to this, beloved, these meanings, the word meekness was also used in a medical sense to denote soothing medication to calm the angry mind. A meek person doesn't project the countenance of one who is offended. You will never know that person was offended when that person is meek. Because, you know, most people, you know when they're offended. What's wrong with you? Nothing. Why are you looking like that? Nothing. This is all right. Why are you frowning? What's up? Nothing. Yeah. Liar, liar, pants on fire. See? But you'll never know that for a person that's meek. Glory be to God. You will never know that the meek person was offended. You will never know that meek person was upset, angry. You will never know that that person operating in a spirit of meekness was reactive to insults. See? And we've been insulted daily. Offenses will come. Or even injuries. You would never know it. Did you hear? Blah, 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 blah. What? I was just with them yesterday. They didn't even say anything about it. I would have never known. I was with them on yesterday. What? That's because the spirit of meekness is ruling in them. A person with meekness and operating in meekness, beloved, is gentle, and that person is mild in their response. They are so gentle, and that person is so mild. According to the Greek definition here for the word meek, that person becomes as soothing medicine for the angry or the upset soul, only in their own lives, but in the lives of other people. Other people are calmed because of you. You have affected the life. You are medicine for somebody else. Glory be to God. When you're that spirit of meekness. See, when situations happen and turbulence and stuff is happening, that person, when you call that person with that has that spirit of meekness, glory be to God, ruling, the whole room is calm. The family that was upset ain't upset no more. Soothing medicine. Glory be to God. So, beloved, take a moment this morning and examine the way you respond to insults. How do you respond to insults, beloved? You ain't got the answer. You ain't got the answer. I'm going to ask myself. Yeah, I ain't going to take you. Yeah, I am going to take you there because you need to go there. Because we got to judge ourselves. So here's your checklist. How do you respond to insults? How do you respond to injuries? How do you respond to volatile situations? Don't back me up in the corner, Jack. Woo! My God, help us. Beloved, do you find that you are often a contributor to a heated and potentially explosive atmosphere? Are you a contributor to that? Or, beloved, does your presence bring peace into the midst of the conflict? What's the atmosphere when you show up? Do you bring peace? Or do you bring conflict? Does your presence put the fire out or spread the fire? Just tell the truth, beloved. That's the only way we're going to get help and deliverance. What happens when you show up? When others say or do something that could offend you, how do you respond, beloved? Just tell the truth. Do you quickly retort with a harsh answer? No, no, yeah, no. Y'all know I, you scratch me, I'm going to scratch you. you killed my cat. I just killed your dog. You know, you said something mean to me, you know what I mean? And then you will, some of us, oh God, so sarcastic. Ah, God, in the sake of holiness. Trying to be holy and just as sarcastic as all get out. Because you're really trying to get the person back. You're really trying to get the person back because you was offended. See? Beloved, the question here is to examine ourselves to see if the spirit of meekness, and it's a fruit of the spirit, beloved, amen, and it's God's will for it to be developed into all of us. Are you able to control your emotions? Period. Are you able to control your temper? Are you able to remain silent until a more appropriate time to speak? We're not saying don't speak. We're not saying don't talk on it. But are you able to control yourself to the most appropriate time, amen, to discuss this situation? Now, that is meekness. Can you? Let us try it, beloved. Let us try it. Because a lot of us, we just want to be heard right now. I ain't leaving till I say this. You ain't hanging up till I say it. I ain't going nowhere till I say this. Well, Miss Bradford, we're gonna come back to this. No, right now. Oh my God! Next thing you know, you in handcuffs. You try to call F. Lee Bailey, you forgot he was dead. Now you want to try to get the whole city to march with you. But you was wrong. But you was wrong. My rights was violated. Why? Because they asked you to wait until this evening to come back. Beloved, let me say this as I close on this morning. The flesh loves to rage out of control because we are all naughty by nature. But when meekness is being produced in you by the Holy Spirit, it will make you careful and controlled. And you need to write those two words down in your notebooks this morning. Meekness produced in your life, beloved, is going to make you careful and controlled. The two C's. Lord, help me to be careful, and Lord, help me to be controlled. And your very presence will become God's soothing medication for angry, upset people. They'll be calling you in. It's an angry mob over here. Some upset folks over here. Can you get brother so-and-so? Can you get sister so-and-so to show up? And as soon as you step in the room, the whole atmosphere is turned around. Because that's that spirit of meekness. Soothing medication for the angry. Soothing medication. Y'all seen people with it. They would show up and the whole situation would turn around. We didn't know what it was. We didn't even realize it was the spirit of meekness operating in that individual or in your life. But that person with meekness, beloved, will impart peace to situations that was otherwise unsettling and otherwise unstable. Well, you might say, well, Pastor, okay, well, the ninth fruit is temperance. What's the difference between, I thought that was temperance that you just talked on. No, amen. There is a difference between meekness and temperance. Now, we're going to come back on Monday, Lord's willing, and talk about temperance so you can know the difference. Amen. In Jesus' name. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Beloved, meekness is not weakness. But meekness is one of the strongest attributes a person can possess. Do you possess it? Glory be to God. Meekness identifies a strong-willed person who has learned to submit his will to a higher authority. Meekness is not weakness. You're not weak, but you are in control. You are in control. Are you in control today, beloved? Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are so thankful that you are patient with us as we learn to walk in the Spirit and to produce the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Every day we are becoming more aware of our need to be changed. It is very evident that we cannot change ourselves without your help. We know that we need meekness and temperance in our lives. When we look at ourselves in the mirror, our physical image even tells us that temperance is greatly lacking in us, Father. So today, we are sincerely calling out and asking you to help us to move up to a higher level of life and to produce these powerful, life-changing fruits in us. Change us, Father, we pray. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. All right, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. That is the word of God. Amen. For the people of God and God's word will never return to him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. In Jesus' name, meekness is not weakness. Okay, form of announcements. We'll be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. We had our praise party last Friday. So this Friday, amen, we'll be chilling out. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Have some Bible time with your family today. Watch a good, wholesome movie together. Whatever. Amen. Just relax. Amen. Let your head down the night. Amen. And just be holy. Just be holy. Amen. And everything's going to be all right. All right, we'll be back here tomorrow morning. Amen. Same time, place, and station. Amen. Glory be to God. Sunday, amen, 12 o'clock. Hallelujah. It's a lot of senior citizens, beloved, especially senior citizens that haven't been back out to church yet. Well, not only senior citizens, but especially senior citizens. And they're sitting home, and most of them, they don't know anything too much about the internet. But if you tell them they can pick up their telephone and call a telephone number and get church service at 12 o'clock, I think they're going to be real grateful to you. I think they're going to be real grateful to you. Amen. All they have to do is pick up their phone. Amen. Get some good music and get a good word. Amen. In Jesus' name. Okay, thanks. We have one more week for the Souvenir Journal. We want to wrap that up. The ads are coming in. Amen. We want to bless be the name of the Lord. And so next weekend, we want to wrap that up. Amen. Please start accumulating those of you who are inviting family and friends to the fellowship dinner. Amen. Glory be to God who will be accompanying you, please. Amen. The end of the month, we want to settle all of that. Amen. And we want to do things on a higher scale. Growing up and with me really like being in charge of so many functions, and, you know, you get tired. You wait. People want to wait till the night before. Then they want you to run all the way on the other side of the world to get the money and then picking up. You can't handle business like that, beloved. You got to know how many, you got to have an idea how many people are coming. The accounts have to be settled. The money has to go out. Things have to be paid. You got other expenses. You know what I mean? So we want to do things on a higher scale. Amen. We want to do things. Let us start thinking higher and living higher and stop waiting to that last minute mentality. Amen. So glory be to God. So the end of this month, we want to wrap everything up. Amen. In Jesus' name. So we're just going to sit back and wait. Amen. For that wonderful, wonderful day. In Jesus' name. All right. Bless the Lord. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody have a good day, a blessed day, a magnificent day. Meet us at the altar of prayer. I don't know what's going on with Sister Brenda Murray. I have to get the update. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I was cold-blooded sleep. I was in bed at 7 o'clock last night. I was in bed. Amen. And God woke me up 2 o'clock this morning. I ain't wake up to do nothing. Nothing. Amen. So I don't know, but let's keep Sister Brenda Murray in prayer and her son. I think I heard he was in hospice. And so I don't know. Amen. But let's just keep praying for each and every one of us, because we all have sons and daughters. And the ones of us don't have physical sons and daughters, we have spiritual sons and daughters. Matter of fact, we are somebody's son and somebody's daughter. Amen. So that means we got to pray one for another. Amen. And pray like we care. In Jesus' name. All right. I love you. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. Glory be to God today. Amen. All this week on Facebook at 5 o'clock. Amen. It's just a heavenly season that we're in. It's a heavenly season. And I see why the Lord is, you know, me, but everything involves warfare. So that's not nothing new. Amen. But let me tell you, we're going to get our warfare training back up again, beloved, because as the Lord is promoting us, because we have been promoted, if you know it or not, new levels, new devils. But we are not afraid, because God teaches our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Amen. It's a shame they don't know no better, because God said he'll be a friend to our friends and God will be an enemy to our enemies. Father God, we say thank you for this word today, teaching us on meekness, controlling, Father God, our opinions, controlling our emotions. Oh, Father, submitting to a higher power. Father God, thank you for teaching us. And thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for leading us and thank you for guiding us. In Jesus' name. Father God, as we go forward today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity, every spirit of premature death in Jesus' name. No plague will come nigh our dwelling. Thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus Christ that covers us, covers our families, covers this ministry as a whole. Father God, even our neighbors and our co-workers, we pray for them. God, have mercy. God, please have mercy. Cancel bad news, Father. Cancel tears. Cancel sorrow. May it not happen. Father God, may our neighbors not end up on the news today. May our co-workers not show up on the news today because of something evil and devastating. And definitely, please help us not to show up on the news today for something devilish and evil. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our lives, and we thank you that the blood will never lose its power. In Jesus' name, we bind, bless us at the 12 o'clock altar. Bless the prayer warrior as she comes, Father. Bless her heart, Father God. Grant it to her her heart's desire according to your riches and glory. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer, amen, by the blood, the word, and the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and to declare it cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Hallelujah. And the Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you, and the Lord make his face to shine on you and to be gracious to you, to turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. 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 And remember that a meek person is controlled by friendliness. And we want to thank God, hallelujah, for the friend that he is to us. In Jesus' name, I love you. Thank you for allowing me to serve you today. Hallelujah. Pastor Bradford, signing out. God bless you.
I'm a friend of God. He calls me. Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me?